Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
Lots of your favorite celebs have gathered their coins together to help the Waffle House hero. His name is James Shaw Jr. And a lot of your favorite celebs like John Cryer and Kristen Davis have started a GoFundMe page. Kristen Davis tweeted, "I just donated and it feels good. Good to help someone who stood up and did the right thing. Thank you, James Shaw. And I love everyone who is donating too." Now, it's a fundraising effort that was launched by a journalist who says that he was so inspired by Shaw's story that he wants to raise money for a college fund for Shaw's daughter and to help his family have a nice vacation, whichever one. So far, they've raised more than $50,000 for him. Shaw, in real life, is a superhero who single-handedly charged the Waffle House gunman in Nashville and ripped away his gun, ending the killing spree. And the Waffle House has offered to pay for funerals of the four people killed in its restaurant in Tennessee over the weekend. It's going to help cover the medical expenses of those injured as well. A rep for the company says that they've reached out to the families of the victims of the attack to help them in any way they can. Four people were killed and another four injured when a 29-year-old gunman by the name of Travis Ranking entered the restaurant with an AR-15 and opened fire. Prince's family plans to sue the hospital that treated the first opiate overdose, according to TMZ. Prince's family is taking action after it was announced no one would be criminally charged in the singer's death by suing the hospital that treated this overdose a week before he died. Now, Prince's family, wrapped by a lawsuit, filed to sue the Trinity Medical Center out of Illinois for allegedly failing to properly diagnose and treat Prince's opiate addiction before he suffered another and ultimately fatal overdose a week later. In the documents obtained by TMZ, the family claims that the hospital's action or lack thereof was a direct and proximate cause of Prince's death. TMZ broke the story that Prince made an emergency landing in Illinois where emergency responders gave him two shots of Narcan to save his life. He was then taken to a nearby hospital at that time, which apparently turned out to be that Trinity Medical Center. Keisha Knight Pulliam finally divorces her husband and baby daddy, Ed Hartwell. Finally, according to the Jasmine brand, Keisha Knight Pulliam's divorce to Ed Hartwell is reportedly finalized. She was married January 1st, 2016, as a surprise to everyone. Hartwell, who was married to former reality star Lisa Wu, shares a child with her and filed a divorce July 25th of 2016. In 2017, in January, the actress gave birth to a daughter. Remember, he didn't want to claim the child. So now the pair have been in a divorce dispute in court for the duration of their split. Present day, rumors have it that Ed admitted that he lives with a young lady by the name of Tanya Carroll, and she's pregnant with his child. Tanya is the woman that Keisha alleged that he had a relationship while they were still married. You would have thought that Miss Tanya would have read a couple of newspapers reading that Ed Hartwell wasn't really a good choice. My opinion. Keisha was granted primary custody of their one-year-old daughter, Ella Grace, and Ed gets visitation rights. He is set to pay $3,000 a month in child support. Good luck with that. Remember that herpes situation with Usher? Now Usher is reportedly seeking to seal documents in that herpes lawsuit, according to allhiphop.com. R&B singer Usher has asked a judge to seal the legal documents in his herpes lawsuit. He's facing court action from Quantasia Sharpton, who went public with her rumored night of passion with Usher during a press conference in August. Sharpton reveals she had not contracted herpes from the alleged encounter at a Days Inn hotel following an Usher concert in Atlantic City, but is suing because she believes she had been put at risk by the musician. He has refuted her claims and now seeking to keep his responses to her requests for evidence under wraps. A hearing on the motion was scheduled for later this month. Usher, who recently separated from his second wife, Grace Miguel, has also denied those allegations and previously asked a judge to dismiss the lawsuit. Oh, this from an unidentified Georgia woman who claims that she was diagnosed with herpes after sleeping with the musician, filed in July, demanding $20 million in punitive damages and another $20 million for emotional harm and medical bills. Nicki Minaj is planning a tour for her fourth album, according to hiphop.com, allhiphop.com. Fans of Nicki Minaj can get to see their favorite artist live in concert. She tweeted about it, but not giving any dates yet. The proposed global trek is likely to support Nicki's upcoming fifth studio album. The New York representative recently released singles Chung-Li and Barbie Ting, so make sure you are close to the internet for those tour dates. Shouts to DMX. I think he's about to spend the next year behind bars, but at least he'll be pretty busy writing a book. According to The Blast, X's attorney says that he looks great. He's very happy and overall doing remarkably well. Multiple companies have reached out to work on an autobiographical project. He's going to need a lot of work and all the work that he can get because he's heading down a rough financial road when he comes home. The rapper was ordered to pay $2.3 million in restitution, and he doesn't have to pay it in full. The judge will accept monthly payments of 10% of his monthly income. The payment plan is effective 2 months following his release, and he will be under court order supervision for the next 3 years.